Welcome to the lesson about your inner summer, also known as the ovulatory phase, the phase of visibility. This is day 12 to day 19. Let's start with the quote. At this time, you move from an exquisite intimacy and inner silence within yourself at menstruation to feeling fully out there and on top of the world. You can feel invincible, as though you could live forever. It's a powerful declaration of yourself in the world. And this is from the book Wild Power. So let's go over some inner summer's natural powers. You will have an outward focus. You will have the sense of loving others, visibility, optimism, taking charge, playing big as opposed to caving in. You'll have the feeling of mastery, high energy, charm, magnetism, and attraction. You will feel more generous. You'll have a really deep sense of diplomacy and the ability to negotiate. You will feel like you are being in the flow. There's going to be a better sense of allowing, gratitude, pleasure, and sensuality, fun, and just an overall feeling of like you're flirting with life. Okay? So now that you have passed your teenager phase, also known as the follicular phase, it's time to actually do the work. It's time to act on the things that you've dreamed of and planned during the luteal and menstrual phases. Now it's time to actually take action on them. And your brain supports you in terms of hormones, in terms of your appetite, in terms of your just ability to make things happen. Everything is going to conspire in your favor. Now there are no limits. You have the energy to be all the things for all the people. Superwoman is in the house. You get to play this role for about 10 days, and that's it. Anything more than that will run you down. So while you're in this role, you can be a powerhouse for productivity, multitasking, and fun. Inner summer offers a great opportunity to sink your teeth into work and creative projects and get results. Working now, especially if it's work that you love, can feel fantastic. During this phase, it is easier to get into the zone and find your flow. Again, this will happen only if you've allowed yourself to truly rest during menstruation. During this time, many women say that mothering feels effortless to them, which makes total sense because this time your focus is more on others other than yourself. Therefore, it is easier to override your own feelings and needs. Now you feel like a superwoman, which may be true for now, but unsustainable and unhealthy in the long run, which is why following your cycle is brilliant, as rest and pausing is built into your body. What might happen if you stay at ovulation all the time? Yeah, that's right. You'd burn out. You'd become a numb and dead-ended, lose your connection to yourself, and run out of a personal sense of agency. Addictions would kick in. You'd be reacting. You would be reaching for coffee, a sweet treat, or whatever else to keep you up and going. This is an unsustainable way to live your life. Thankfully, you have your menstruation coming soon, which is saying, great, you've been out there doing a gazillion things, achieving stuff, caring for others. Now you have to come back to yourself again. You have to come back and check if all this business is truly what you want to be doing. Thankfully, your cycle has got your back. She wants to make sure that you live up to your highest potential and don't waste your precious time doing instead of being. During your inner summer, you care less about what other people think. In fact, you will see how the universe is conspiring to support and protect you. If you pay close attention, you will notice insane synchronicities and events pop up, drawing what you desire even closer to you. I know, it's insane. Because of the changes in hormones, you will feel pure bliss, joy, and like you've got this. Anything seems possible right now. You are invincible. Okay? Now let's talk about your initiation journey. This season serves to affirm you and what you're here to bring. This is an opportunity to give of yourself, to share your gifts and talents, and be appreciated by others. This is a beautiful time that allows you to celebrate the woman that you've become through your beauty and talents. You may feel a greater pleasure from touch and close physical contact with others, as well as a heightened sexual energy. After all, you are primed for conception, so tap into this energy of this beautiful time. Feel sexy, turned on, and aroused. During the ovulatory phase, mothering seems amazing and it feels really good because you have the energy to hold, to listen, to wipe asses, to change diapers, to cook with one child in your hand and the other at your feet. You just have the energy to put up with this. It doesn't feel hard or exhausting. In fact, you are enjoying this and feeling really happy in your life. So this is the time to fill up your family's tank. Plan a special time with your kids. Enjoy games and outings. Organize dates with your partner. The beauty of living in alignment with your feminine current is feeling the joy of these precious moments, but without completely losing yourself, which could happen if you sacrifice yourself completely for the sake of the children. During the ovulatory phase, your mind is more logical. It's more neat and tidy. Things feel simple and straightforward. The things that you usually complain about don't seem as hard or challenging now. So you might be thinking, what was I complaining about? You are really kind-hearted and you can find yourself saying yes to most things simply because you can. Your sexual power. This is a great time to flirt, to engage erotically, to activate your inner diva, to feel confident and express yourself fully in all aspects, including your sexual life. For many of us, exploring our sexuality can feel like we're doing something taboo or too dirty. The fact that sex industry defaces the sacred and holy nature of sex doesn't help. So I encourage you to play and explore on your own as well as with your partner. This is safe, and you will learn so much about yourself through the journey of exploring your sexual, sensual self. Here's a beautiful exercise to help you indulge in all the senses and fill you up with pleasure. So this is an exercise that engages the five senses. So the first one is taste. And the way to ignite this sense is by eating maybe a delicious treat in complete darkness and really tune into the flavor of it. Maybe bite and chew it slowly. Allow your taste buds to celebrate the deliciousness. It's as though you're tasting this food for the very first time in your life. This exercise is great at showing us how much of the food we eat is on the go and unconscious. It is impossible to overeat when we are paying attention to what and how we eat, because the body is brilliant and it knows exactly what it needs. Then try to engage your eyesight. So you can do this by lighting an aromatherapy candle and just stare at it. At the lit flame for about 7 seconds without blinking. Then you're going to slowly close your eyes, also for 7 seconds, and repeat that cycle for about 2 minutes. And if you're worrying about the remaining time, you can just easily use your timer on your smartphone to enable you to concentrate on the exercise instead of worrying. Okay, now keep in mind that the scent from the aromatherapy candle will allow you to also breathe in deeper, which also engages your sense of smell. Another way of engaging the sense of smell, which is the third sense, is again with aromatherapy, but this time is with using essential oils. And this can help you in both rejuvenating the parasympathetic nervous system, which operates when we're stimulated, anxious, and nervous, and relaxing via the sympathetic nervous system, which is operated when we are relaxed. So you can try inhaling the scent of anything citrusy, bergamot, or minty. You can try the combination of lavender, rosemary, or sandalwood. My favorite way is by preparing a homemade calming mist, which basically the way you do it is you're gonna use 5 drops of essential oils per 1/2 cup of water and just store it in a little spritz bottle, okay? And when you wanna use it, you're just gonna spray 2 pumps directly on your neck and just breathe deeply for 30 seconds. So when you're gonna spritz it, don't just do it under the nose so that it bypasses the nose. Do it in a way that is far enough from the neck and the nose so you can actually, you know, so your nose actually can reach it. And then just breathe deeply for 30 seconds. Again, this is a great way to consciously activate and slow down. And then you are going to repeat it 3 more times for 2 minutes total. And what this is going to do is going to help you to calm your nervous system and direct all of the energy and attention in your body to just enjoying and just lavishly enjoying the smell. And then the fourth sense is hearing. So what you can do is play maybe 3 to 10 minutes of inspirational music that you don't normally use as part of your workout playlist. So if possible, you can do this exercise in a dark room, again, so that the other senses are not distracted. So sit in a comfortable seated position so that you can focus your attention on your breathing. And, you know, in terms of the choice of music, I would go with something that is new age or maybe ambient music that doesn't have any beat, because that kind of music will allow you to concentrate better and also to match your breath you know, so that you're not distracted by the beats of the music. So it's all about listening and just breathing deeply and enjoying every moment of it. And it doesn't have to be for a long period of time. Between 3 to 10 minutes will do it for you. And then the last sense is the sense of touch. And this is super easy, and I think this is the most engaged sense that we use. So what you can do, this is actually my favorite way of using the sense of touch. You can get a tennis ball and massage the bottoms of your bare feet by rolling each foot over the ball 1 at a time. And when you do that, don't rush, just enjoy the gentle massage of your feet. Take care of your feet, they're holding you throughout your day, and just savor the moment. Really just savor the moment. And again, a reminder, please, please, please remind yourself again and again that using these tips for self-care is not taking a moment out of your schedule for a hedonistic luxury. It is a necessity to give your body and senses the love and attention that they deserve. Okay? Awesome. Let's talk about your dreams, wishes, and desires. The inner summer is the time when you can finally say yes to yourself too. So ask yourself, what is it that you wish to create, grow, share, build, expand, or offer? Now is the time for that. And the challenges of the ovulatory phase, the inner summer, and there are many challenges. So as human beings, especially as women, we are wired for connection. And as a result, we all want to feel loved, to fit in and belong. However, if you focus too much of your energy and attention on that, you will eventually feel like you are giving your power away, like you're having the disease to please and worry too much about what other people think of you. It is very easy to slip into the constructs of society and play being socialized, presenting as approved, glossy, and forget most of who you are. And your inner summer's task is to allow you to shine your star bright without conforming or pleasing for the sake of it, rather for satisfying your purpose in the world. Now, because you have so much energy to get stuff done, it's great when you know what you want to be doing, but how would this serve you if you still don't know what you want to be doing with your life? You can find yourself easily swamped with other people's agendas and to-dos, so it is not surprising why so many women find themselves at the end of their inner summer feeling exhausted and empty. Also, because of the surge of energy you have during this time of the month, you may become insensitive about other people's feelings, so please be mindful of that. And also, because of that same energy, that same surge of energy, you may lose your ability to be vulnerable, empathetic, and also relatable. And this is the biggest blocks to intimacy. And as Brené Brown says, a potential breeding ground for shame. So I'd like you to be aware of that and know that, you know, that surge of energy and that go, 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 being in your masculinity fully doesn't mean that you can hurt other people or be insensitive to them, okay? And then the last thing that I want to tell you about your inner summer, and that's actually the biggest challenge of this time, is to remember that you are not Superwoman and you are not invincible. If you push too hard to do too much, you will end up feeling tired and resentful. So use these 10 days wisely.